This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People angry about a recent police shooting in Aurora briefly shut down a city council meeting last night. Kylan Lewis was killed last month while holding a cell phone. Last night, dozens of people carried protest signs into the chamber and chanted a variation on Lewis's last words. It was the second demonstration in 3 days calling for the dismissal of the officer who fired the gun. Aurora is under orders to improve its public safety services after the state attorney general found a pattern of racist policing. Denver is planning to install more automated speed cameras on two of the city's most dangerous roads, Federal Boulevard and Alameda Avenue. Mayor Mike Johnston says it's part of a bigger push to eliminate traffic deaths and serious injuries.
The single most effective way to have people not speed is to have another. They'll be accountable for speeding, as well as creating the ecosystem that makes it easier to not speed. And I understand that. I have sped before, and I have been held accountable for it before, and I changed my behavior as a result.
Denver officials say they will add more speed limit signs and retime traffic lights to encourage slower speeds, but they don't plan to try to lower speed limits right now. Today is primary election day in Colorado. Voters have until 7 p.m. to turn in their ballots or vote in person. Turnout so far has lagged behind other recent primaries. Coloradans are choosing candidates in half of the state's 8 congressional districts. They're also deciding on legislative races and contests for district attorney. This is CPR News.